the president in terms of waging war. If we had this level of engagement and intention at that point, we would not have been in Afghanistan for 20 years. Hundreds and thousands of Afghanis wouldn't have died. U.S. troops wouldn't have died. We would have had a different trajectory. But alas, in a society that is much more comfortable with recriminations 20 years later than being on the side of vision and right, as Michael was at the beginning when there is tremendous risk, this is what we end up with. I'll say this other thing about just connecting this to the Moyne piece is, you know, what Moyne is doing is essentially whitewashing the question of the roles of lawyers in pushing back on the great inhumanities that we inflict on each other. There were lawyers that filed lawsuits, largely unsuccessful during the Nazi era. They were not bystanders. There were lawyers that filed hundreds of lawsuits, as shown in Rick Abel's book, in South Africa, to challenge apartheid. And there are hundreds of lawyers that challenged quasi-successfully, actually, in the United States, the hegemonic tone and vector of the United States military and military might. This will be the essential function moving forward. We are not living an era where we can say, you know what, we don't need lawyers to be able to deal with the inhumanities of man, because we're going to see them under every administration, including this one. I have no doubt that there will be a military intervention at some point, particularly around the question of when people are reelected, that will require the vision of Michael. And I'm glad that Michael gave that to us at this point so that we can prepare it for the next thing.
Finally, the last word goes to another Ratner, to Lizzie Ratner. Lizzie, if you can talk about Michael as an institution builder. Yes, he helped to build the European Center for Constitutional and Human Rights, and also was seminal with Palestine Legal. And if you can talk about his commitment to Palestinian human rights.
Yeah. So Michael talks in the book a lot about both sort of his upbringing in a Zionist Jewish family in the United States and how he, over the years, really came to understand the story of Palestine, to understand the story of oppression, of ethnic cleansing, and sort of come to feel that his role could not be to sit on the sidelines, but was to join in and support in whatever way he could, you know, play the role of a supportive activist, support the struggle of Palestinians in the U.S. and, of course, in Palestine. And so he worked very closely with Dima Khalidi to start Palestine Legal, which does fierce and heroic work here in the United States, around the question of Palestinian speech rights. It's, you know, that we believe in free speech in this country, but often not around the question of Palestine. And so people who speak up, particularly people who are Palestinian, who speak up for Palestinian rights, end up sort of being silenced in all manner of ways. And so he felt very strongly that sort of the next chapter of his life would be around the issue of Palestine. And he was starting out and embarking on that when he became very sick. But it is beautiful to see the work. It's beautiful to see the work that they're doing at Palestine Legal, and also to see the work that CCR is doing in so many young lawyers who are pushing forward a radical theory of lawyering and also movement building.
I want to thank you all so much for being with us. Lizzie Ratner, niece of the late Michael Ratner, senior editor at The Nation magazine. Vince Warren, Center for Constitutional Rights executive director, and Bahar Azmi, legal director at CCR. The new book, Moving the Bar, My Life as a Radical Lawyer. I'm Amy Goodman. Stay safe.
Hey, this is Liz, and you're listening to Noise Theory on WRCT Pittsburgh. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. That was Contradiction by Total Experience. Before that, you heard I'm the Black Gold of the Sun by Rotary Connection and Minnie Riperton. Now this one is Dopamine by Frank Moody.
Thank you. you feel like you want to get down.
Don't make you feel good.
What you say? Don't make you feel good. Play on it.
You're listening to Noise Theory on WRCT, and my name is Liz. That was Little L by Jamiroquai. Before that was Raw Cuts number 2 from Danilo Plessow and Motor City Drum Ensemble. Now this is Dress You Up by Madonna.
And luxury so fine.
just heard Club by MNDR. Before that, working backwards, you heard Don't Stop by Rick Marshall, Media by Walker and Royce, and Eyes by Cleo and Roberto Ferrante. You're listening to Noise Theory on WRCT, and my name is Liz. And this next one is called Call Me by Delight. Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's off the rails radio. Fridays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. Please join Doug every Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. for Gophis Golden Oldies, featuring adult standards, nostalgia, and oldies from the 50s and 60s, with a splash of songs from the 40s and 70s, with occasional bonus material. A trip down memory lane every Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. with Doug Gophis and Gophis Golden Oldies on WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll be right back. That was called Future Tropic by Afromystic, and you've been listening to Noise Theory on WRCT. My name is Liz Mayday, and if you'd like to contact me, you can reach me via call or text at 516-366-0304. That's 516-366-0304. Make sure to tune in to the show next Friday at 4 p.m. All right, this next one is my last for today. This is Could Heaven Ever Be Like This by Idris Muhammad. Thanks for tuning in.
Miracle. Off to a great running start here. Zombo in your brain. WRCT Pittsburgh, that was Running on the Spot by The Jam. And yeah, it is the, what, second part of running, and it is part of the human experience. Okay, I got to tell you some cool stuff that's going on. So I got some really neat shows planned for the next couple ones. Okay, so we're going to do running this week, running next week. We'll be done with the whole movement section of the human experience. And what that is, if you're just joining me now, it's none of your damn business. But after that is going to be my 3 weeks of Halloween, even though Halloween for me is like 51 weeks a year. Starting after the next week, there's going to be an all-surf Halloween show with all my favorite spooky instrumentals. There's going to be a 80s dark wave goth Halloween show coming up after then. And then right around when does Halloween fall on? Whatever it does. The week of Halloween, my show is going to be all Halloween mashups. So it's going to be 3 hours of Halloween mashups. So make sure and don't tune in for that one. And let's see what else is going on here. Just chugging along, still in the underground bunker. And most likely going to be here till the spring. And I'm just making the most of it. It really is a nice time to do some of these nice things at night. And a lot of times why I sound kind of secretive is that I have insomnia. And this is really wonderful just to go downstairs in the little underground bunker and have a radio show rather than just lay in bed and do nothing. Okay. Now, hopefully, if I fall asleep halfway through the show, I'll probably be joining you. So that's pretty awesome. And another thing, too, is you can get all of these Zombo shows on